Morning, birds. Come on out. I see you. Well, I hear you. Birds, I just had a... it was one of those office things. First, the printer jammed. You know how that goes. And then I had a misfiling thing. Sparks and I are hoping to have some mushroom expert on. We just thought that was really interesting, sort of natural stuff. And we're pursuing a guy who's... his title is Curator of Fungi. And I was looking for this because it's coming up, and I misfiled it, and I just found it again. I mistakenly filed it in the folder with all the Republican senators. But I have it now. band name for Rapid Eye Movement. And losing my religion, no, I got mine back. I'm feeling all right. It is 6 after the hour. Today is the 10th of November. It's a Tuesday. It's Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago on Bleat.network, and it's Gary Lee Wright, and thanks again for joining us this morning. Well, we have all kinds of stuff today, all sorts of stuff. And let's hit the news quickly here. I want to literally go hit it, but President-elect Biden, we don't want to hit him, urged Americans to wear face masks to slow the spread of the coronavirus till a vaccine can be widely distributed. He also unveiled his COVID-19 task force, which features, wait a minute, scientists and public health experts. You mean it's not a bunch of lobbyists? That's kicking. You know, I'm going to get a chance, an opportunity, a necessity to see Dr. Paul next week as my deep foot underground journey continues, and I'm doing well with that. Anyway, I'm going to get a chance to talk to him about vaccines, and I think that'll be interesting. I'll try to record something with it. Pfizer. I'm sure he knows Pfizer. He may have... They have like Pfizer notepads and Pfizer pens in the office. No. Anyway, we're going to check on that. I'm going to just blow this off so quickly here. Would you like me to offer you a prize? You know, they give away prizes on radio stations. I got a prize for you, right? Would you like a Pulitzer Prize? Huh? You could win a Pulitzer Prize. You know how you do that? Find any evidence at all of voter fraud in this recent election. And not only will you win a Pulitzer Prize, you'll get a lot of lying, shameless Republican senators off the hook. I will skip all through this today. We will not, I report not, continue to even mention anything with the Trumpsies. It's obscene. There was no vote fraud, and we all know that. And we won the election. You know what? You've seen these stop the steal signs. That was Trump Jr., the brainchild of the family there, was publicizing that. It's a twist. The election is in danger of being stolen in the minds of these people who just deny that we actually voted. So. Anyway, win a Pulitzer and be Mitch McConnell's friend for life. So that's happening, and that's really it. That is really it. The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, faces another hurdle. Supreme Court justices, now with a 6-3 conservative majority, will today hear arguments about whether the health care plan, which covers millions of Americans, is constitutional or not. A decision is not expected until next year. So, hope you're feeling good. I'm feeling good. You feeling good? Are you? All right. I'll tell you what. We're going to play some basketball this morning. Believe it or not. Radio. We'll do radio basketball right after this word from the song that won the Grammy, a Grammy, way back 4 years ago. You ready? You ready?
This shit, that ice cold. Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', violin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Just watch.
get you hallelujah. Ooh. Girl, I'll set you hallelujah. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it, if you freak, dead and own it, don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you've succeeded and flown it,
well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe it, just watch. Come on. Don't believe me, just watch. 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 Don't believe me, just watch.
Bruno Mars and a song that was the song of the year and also the record of the year, Grammy-wise, 2016, as we do some Uptown Funk. 14 after the hour, it's Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago. And today is the birthday of the United States Marine Corps.
What kind of a job can you expect when you join the Marines? You might be amidst the roar of jets as an aircraft mechanic or electronics technician. You might be surrounded by the boom of guns as a rifleman, a machine gun, an artilleryman, or tank driver. You might become a builder of roads and bridges. You might become a weatherman, photographer, or computer programmer. Whatever it is, you'll learn new skills. But first and last, you'll be a Marine. You'll walk with the pride of 200 years tradition. Pride in yourself. Pride in wearing the uniform of the United States Marines. The Marine Corps builds men.
There you go. The Marine Corps was born on this day in 1775. You know what? That's from the Vietnam era. And tomorrow's Veterans Day. We're going to do some chat about that anyway. That's from a long time ago. Telling people to join the Marines. It's quarter after the hour. You know what? We used to call this guy, we called him Microphone Jones and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, we got a new name for him today. You ready? Let's bring on Basketball Jones.
Basketball Jones, I got a Basketball Jones, got a Basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh. Yes, I'm the victim of a Basketball Jones.
Hey, Basketball Jones, I mean Microphone Jones. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I love the intro. I love it.
So anyway, you know, We've been endeavoring to catch up on stuff that we missed because of the election and all the other stuff. But last week, we noticed that James Naismith was having a birthday. And James Naismith was the guy that invented basketball. And I looked this up. I had kind of forgotten about him. You know about him. In fact, let's put on some ambiance here if we could. What do we got here? There we go. Hey, the NBA, by the way, Mike Phone Jones, Basketball Jones, they seem to be the one league that made sports work this year.
They did. The bubble.
Yeah.
The bubble was a huge help.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they use the same thing. This was the entire season was background ambiance and a bubble. Anyway. So last week, James Naismith had a birthday. He was born in 1961. I'm sorry, 1861. And the first game of basketball, I don't know if you knew this, man, was played in 1891. It was based on the rules created by James Naismith. It was played by 18 students in Springfield, Massachusetts. And I think they used peach baskets. I'm not sure about that. You ever see that? You got a take on that?
I've never seen it personally,
yeah. But
I know you got to get creative with the game. I know when I was younger, we played basketball with a piece of wood as the backboard and a milk crate as the rim.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's square, though, right? You had a round ball, though, yeah?
Yeah, round ball, square rim, and yeah, it was fun. Just hitting in the alley.
All right, well, I just pulled up. These are the original 13 rules of basketball. I don't know what an NBA rule book looks like. It's got to be like the size of a dictionary, right? But the original 13, let's see here. What do we got? Okay, all right, let's start up the stuff here. The ball may be thrown in any direction with one or both hands. All right, that sounds right. You got any problems with any of these, just ring in, okay?
No, all right, I got you.
All right, the ball may be batted in any direction with one or both hands, but not with the fist. Is that still the case? You can't do it like volleyball where you whop it, but can you slap it? Can you slap the ball?
Yeah, you can slap the ball.
Yeah, all right, but you can't slap another player.
Nah, you can't slap another player, but you can slap the ball. Right. Even though some people get close to slapping a player.
Yeah.
When they're slapping at the ball.
Yeah. So that's why you have a referee there. All right, a player cannot run with the ball. Wait a minute, I'm not even a fan. That's called traveling, right?
Yeah, definitely traveling. Okay.
All right, a player must throw it from the spot in which he catches it. Allowance to be made for a man who catches the... For a man. This is before girls' basketball, MJ.
Yeah.
Allowance must be made for a man who catches the ball and running at a good speed. If he tries to stop. All right, the ball must be held in or between the hands. The arms or body must not be used for holding it. So you can't do it like a football. You can't tuck it under your arm, right?
Exactly. No, you can't.
Yeah.
Because that's considered traveling, too.
Okay. All right, number five. No shouldering, no holding, no pushing, no tripping, no striking in any way. Well, you do all that stuff, do you not?
In a different sport. But you can't do it in basketball.
All right, shoulder, hold, push, trip, no. The first infringement of this rule by any player shall count as a foul. The second shall disqualify him until the next goal is made. But, you know, I mean, technically those shots are called a goal when it goes in. I'd forgotten it. Let's see here. Or if there was evident intent to injure the person for the whole game, they get tossed. No substitute allowed. All right, a foul is striking at the ball with the fist. See rules 3, 4, and 5. This is where I go get a beer at the snack bar. All right, if either side makes 3 consecutive fouls, it shall count as a goal for the opponents. This is still pretty much the same, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Goal shall be made when the ball is thrown or batted from the grounds into the... I love this, batted from the grounds into the basket and stays there. Woo! See, they didn't have that thing that, you know, the net, I don't think, where you threw the ball. That would slow down the game, would it not?
Yeah, I can imagine it slowed it down a lot. You want the team to score, but then you don't want them to score because it's slowing down the game.
Right. Yeah, but then they got to get up. You shoot the three-pointer, right, or from the paint or whatever. And now everybody's got to stop. They have to go get the ball out of the basket.
You know, go get the broom. Yeah.
Yeah. So. All right, the umpire. You don't call an umpire in basketball, right? It's a ref, referee?
No, the ref, yeah.
All right, the umpire shall be the judge of the men. Oh, my God. The umpire. This is like from the Bible now. The umpire shall be judge of the men and shall note the fouls and notify the referee. Well, now, hang on. They mentioned referee. What about this? You're going to have to do some research on this because it's got umpire and referee in the original rules. So,
yeah, it definitely does.
Okay. Can you take that under advisement?
I got you.
All right. The referee, so the umpire should be the judge of the men. The umpire should be the judge of the men. The referee... It could be Judge Judy, but it's not. The referee, this is number 11, shall be judge of the ball and shall decide when the ball is in play. Inbounds to which the side it belongs and shall keep the time. All right, well, I'm trying to picture this original game here. He must have had a watch, right? They didn't have a buzz or anything. You know, he's just there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they had a watch.
Yeah. Boy, that must have been a tough job. Can you imagine refereeing the first game? You got to argue with that person that we don't even know who the umpire is. The balls are in the basket. All right. Time, 2 15-minute halves with 5 minutes rest in between. Side making the most goals in that time shall be declared the winner. In case of a draw, wait a minute, a draw? Hang on here. Wait a minute, a draw? They don't have a draw in basketball, do they?
They don't.
Yeah, do they?
Only in football.
Yeah.
I've seen draws, but... basketball, no, somebody got to win.
Yeah. And if they don't score enough points, they just get out in the court and slug it out right now. All right. And note, basketball was originally two words. And these original rules were published on the 15th of January in 1892 in the Springfield College newspaper, The Triangle. You know what, man? This is, I don't want to go too far inside baseball here. This is pretty reaffirming because I don't know anything about basketball, but it looks to me like the rules didn't change much. But baseball, forget it. I mean, it's not even the same game. So I'm feeling pretty good about this. So listen, before I let you run, how's everything going? I know you're working everywhere. You got all these security things going on. Any crazy stuff going on more than normal?
I wouldn't say. Well, it's all crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's the story for Off of the Radio.
Right.
but, yeah, everything is fine. Everybody is safe. That's the main key.
Okay, good. You're not bleeding from any wound right now, right?
No, I'm not.
No, okay. All right, well, it was good to have you on today. And before we let you run, we have the following.
I love it.
I want you to wake up like in the middle of the night with this in your head. This is your Stux on in the day. All right, man. Let's be safe, be well, and don't forget to shake it up. Okay.
I got you. You too.
See ya.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
You know you got me going.
Oh, shake it.
Shake it, shake it, shake it.
We'll get you up. 27 after the hour. It's Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago at bleat.network. Please join us any way you wanna in the input area. It's radioanything@gmail.com. And please send us a toll-free voicemail, 844-220-3300. All right. So I was looking at, boy, there's interesting stuff that happened on this day in history. Sometimes yesterday is a little bit cooler than today. I mentioned, let's see here. I mentioned the Marine Corps has a birthday, and we will spotlight them tomorrow, and all the veterans on Veterans Day. Walt Disney, I knew this. Walt Disney began serving as an informer for the L.A. office of the FBI on this day in 1940. Walt Disney, born in Chicago, the Walt Disney, Mr. Mickey Mouse's dad, was an informer for the LA FBI. Again, this was coming up on World War II here. His job was to report back on information on Hollywood subversives. So, 1950, Nobel Prize went to William Faulkner. And 1969, I gotta get my eyes working here. This show went on the air. Did you watch this? Did you?
Sunny day, sweeping up.
Are you having a flashback?
Huh?
I said that Big Bird was alarming. Is it possible? Yeah, this thing in 1969, Sesame Street went on the air. In 1982, in Washington, D.C., the Vietnam Veterans Memorial was open to visitors. We played Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars. That was the Grammy song and the Grammy Record of the Year in 2016. And I'm going to make a note of this. Set to happen in 2084. Hang on. The next transit of Earth is seen from Mars is going to occur. We're going to hang on. I think we'll hang out with Aaron the Science Baron probably tomorrow. We'll talk about stuff you see from Mars if we only could. But a big birthday. This is a guy. It's interesting. Sparks and I, our producer, have an age difference between us, 40 some years. So whenever we stumble upon the same person, I always think that's interesting and cool. Ken Kesey has a birthday today. Ken Kesey was born on, I actually died on this day in 2001. He was born in September 17th in 1935, and he died on this day in 2001. Anyway, who was Ken Kesey? I happen to have some books by Ken Kesey. He wrote a book that, it's kind of an obscure movie, but it's a good one. It's called Sometimes a Great Notion. And his literature was all about this stuff. He went underground, you know. He went into the logging world, and he lived that life. And then he wrote this book, was made into a really good movie, as I said, with Henry Fonda. And then he went into a mental institution and did some research. And the name of that book and the name of that movie, have you seen it? Was called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Mr. Harding, you've stated on more than one occasion that you suspected your wife of seeing other men.
Oh, yes. Yes, very much. I suspect her. I suspect her.
Well, maybe you can tell us why you suspect her.
Well, I can only speculate as to the reasons why.
Have you ever speculated, Mr. Harding, that perhaps you are impatient with your wife because she doesn't meet your mental requirements.
Perhaps, but you see, the only thing I can really speculate on, Nurse Ratched, is the very existence of my life with or without my wife in terms of the human relationships, the juxtaposition of one person to another, the form and the content.
All right, I wanted you to knock off the bullshit and get to the point.
This is the point. This is the point, Tabor. It's not bullshit. I'm not just talking about my wife. I'm talking about my life. I can't seem to get that through to you. I'm not just talking about one person. I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about form. I'm talking about content. I'm talking about interrelationships. I'm talking about God, the devil, hell, heaven. Do you understand? Finally!
Yeah, Hardy, you're so fucking dumb, I can't believe it.
Oh. Oh.
It makes me feel very peculiar. Very peculiar when you throw in something
peculiar.
Like that.
Why?
What does that
peculiar?
Mean? Peculiar, Harding.
Peculiar.
Peculiar, Harding.
Peculiar.
Peculiar.
Peculiar. I'm going to tell you guys
peculiar.
Something. You just don't want to learn anything. You just don't want to listen to anybody. He's
peculiar.
Got intelligence.
Wait a minute. You've never heard the word peculiar? Say, what are you trying to say? Trying to say I'm queer? Is that it?
No,
little Marianne? Little Marjorie Jane? Little Miss Tree? Huh? Is that it?
Oh.
Is that what you're trying to tell me? Is that your idea of communicating something to me? Is it? Well, is it?
Oh. They're all crowding in on you, Mr. Harding. They all ganging up on you.
Is that news?
No, they sometimes want to gang up on me, too, but
Cheswick,
I... Well,
do me a favor.
Huh?
Take it easy. And
but,
stay off my side.
But I only wanna help you.
I understand.
But don't you want me to?
Please.
But I'm only wanna.
Please.
But I only wanna help you.
Please.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking. Like the two-dog man together, more or less in line. Just keep trucking home, home, home.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. What tomorrow brings.
Dallas got a soft machine. Houston too close to New Orleans. New York got the ways and means and just won't let you be.
Most of the cats that you meet on the streets speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone.
Chugging like the dude I man once told me you got to play your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down.
Staring out of the hotel window. Got a positive they're gonna kick the door in again. I'd like to get some sleep before I travel, but if you got a warrant, I guess you're gonna come in.
Busted down on Bourbon Street, set up like a bowling pin, knocked down, it gets to wearing thin, it just won't let you be.
You're sick of hanging around and you like to travel, get tired of traveling, you want to settle down. I guess I can't revoke us all the trying. Get out of the door, light out and look all around.
Sometimes the light's all shining on me. Other times I can barely see. Lately it occurs to me.
The biggest record that the Grateful Dead ever record in terms of, you know, like charting, as they used to say. And that's called Truckin'. You know, I don't want to sound like Jerry just passed me one, but it got me thinking. I read something the other day that reminded me of a concept that probably nobody of our generation does. This is during the 19th century. Everybody used to keep what was called a commonplace book. And it was just a little notebook that people wrote down stuff in, the quotes and things like that. And I was just thinking the other day that we need a, like an audio commonplace book. And I would, and the first thing in the audio commonplace book would be Jerry Garcia saying, "What a long, strange trip it's been." That would be the commonplace book for this era. So, yeah, that got me thinking about that. You know what else I was thinking about? Today is the day in 1885, when a guy named Gottlieb, my German grandfather's name was Gottlieb, when Gottlieb Daimler, D-I-A-M-L-E-R, invented what? The motorcycle. Let's go! I miss, oh, we're doing hippie stuff. I used to ride a bike. I did. I rode a motorcycle. I rode a motorcycle all the way from North Carolina down to Florida. And it wasn't that big a bike, man. I walked like a retired cowboy for about a month after that. Anyway, this this day was the birthday of the motorcycle. So let's see here. Let me do in reverse. So we heard a clip from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Was a movie made from the book by Ken Kesey. What a movie. I just looked this up. I'm on IMDb. Let's see here. IMDb tells us. Jack Nicholson, of course, played the crazy guy, Randall P. McMurphy. Louise Fletcher plays in the nurse. She was in that scene that we played, Nurse Ratched. Nurse Ratched, she won an Oscar for that. So quite a movie. The big movie moment for that is at the end of it, and I've quoted this many times, and if you haven't seen this or read the book, you should really just check it out. This guy's name is Chief Broom, who's just this big, strong guy, but for some reason he feels disempowered. And that's what the movie is about. The movie ends with Chief Broom pulling a sink out of the floor and tossing it through the window. So there you go. All right. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Happy birthday, Ken Kesey. And the Grateful Dead trucking through the world there. And for no apparent reason, you know what? Just every once in a while, we just want to play a goofy record. This is a great one. This guy's still alive. I'll take you back to New Jersey. A guy whose name is Dion DiMucci. In 1961, he had a song called, what is this called? I think it's called Run Around Sue, which is funny because after this, you see, he actually married somebody named Sue.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
So they call a doo-wop. That was a number one record in 1961. That was Dion, and I think that was before. Maybe it was at the same time. Anyway, his group was called the Belmonts. So credited to either Dion or Dion and the Belmonts. So I'm told that the twist was that 2 years after he released that song, Dion married a woman named Sue, and the song was not about the Sue that he married, and she wasn't a runaround, but she used to tell people that it was about her, saying, if I don't tell them that, they won't remember me. So the story of Mr. and Mrs. Dion DiMucci there on the sidebar here. It's a quarter before the hour. It's Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago on Bleat.network. Coming up tomorrow, it's Veterans Day. We hope that everybody knows that. We'll take a moment and talk a little bit about that. Also, for no particular reason, we're going to talk mushrooms. I mentioned that at the opening of the show here to our birds. We're going to talk mushrooms. I'm not sure why. Sparks and I are both interested in mushrooms. It's kind of natural and earthy, you know, to say the least. Anyway, she's been running down some people. And this one fellow, his actual title is Curator of Fungi. And whether we get, I don't know, whether we get him or not, I will let you know. But yeah, so that's coming up. Very interesting stuff. I'm not sure why I'm obsessed with it. We'll talk about that. And then a Friday. Oh, you've been waiting for one of these. This is Friday the 13th, this Friday. And I thought that this would be a really interesting thing. If you have any weird, I don't know, superstitions or things that, you know, you might want to talk about. Things that, I don't know, maybe stuff that is always, I don't know, your family did this, or Aunt Grace never did that. Blah, 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 blah. I know for a fact that in Chicago, they built many, and Chicago's where the skyscraper was invented, I think, you know. They built many office buildings without a 13th floor. Can you imagine that? That was as superstitious as they got. So Yeah, we're going to talk about some of that stuff this week. If you have any of that, anything that falls in that category, please shoot me an email or a voicemail would be, music, literally music to my ears. I want to hear you say, you know, in my family, we had this superstition and Uncle Ed always, that would be great. I'll play it. We'll play it all on Friday. You'll record it. I'll toll free. It's 844-220-3300. All right. Okay. All that happening at 13 before the hour. Let's see here. I was going to do one thing before we get out of here. Let's do two things. Play a little wake-up music for you. And then I'm going to look into the job market. You know? I know. You just never know.
You keep pouring them from one glass in the other, changing your straw.
Here we're going
to
dream.
Now to sing this lovely ballad.
There she is.
Here is Mama Cass.
There she is. Come on, Mama. This is pretty.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me.
Cass Elliott, the Mamas and the Papas, as we dream a little dream. It's 9 before the hour. It's Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago and Bleat.network. Let's do something that we will be doing more and more of. I'll tell you what that is. After I thought about the folks in uniform during the holidays.
Some missions don't take a holiday. Some work must go on. Standing guard. Keeping the peace, lending a hand. This is our chance to lend one back. There are more than 1 million active duty service members stationed around the world. And this holiday season, hundreds of thousands of them will remain on duty. On the water, on patrol, away from home. Now more than ever, They need your help to bridge the distance to family, home, and country. So this year, as you celebrate your favorite traditions, take a moment to send a piece of home to our nation's heroes. Because even the smallest gesture can lighten the load. Be a force behind the forces. Visit uso.org/holidays to send the gift of home to our service members.
This was actually a commercial for Alka-Seltzer when I was a kid. It's called No Matter What Shape Your Stomach Is In. They'd have somebody queasy, some queasy person trying to choke down some Alka-Seltzer. So they thought this catchy little song would work, and it did. It became a hit. But, and then, geez, I don't think that happened back in the 60s. Anyway, you get the idea. So listen, seriously, folks, you know what? One of the things that we need to confront, I think, this week. Good news on the election, of course. Great news on the election. Great news on the vaccine. But we got to get back to some sort of normalcy. And you know, a lot of people are out of jobs. And I thought that I would, just sort of introduce that topic at some point. We're gonna help our friends and our family members and people that are, they're looking for some work. I thought we would dip into that. I know a little bit about being unemployed, never in circumstances like this. I used to do a comedy routine about looking for jobs. And the opening line was the guy would say to me, "So, Mr. Wright, why are you here today at the interview?" And I said, "Well, because I'm unemployed." And I say, "Do you have any experience?" "Yes, I've been unemployed many times." So, anyway, you get a job by looking for one. I thought I would just dip into the world of job searches. So I have my laptop on here. First thing I wanted to do, Google, is a search engine, and it's a generic now. You don't search for something. I Google that way. I thought I would try. I've been trying in very... Do you know what DuckDuckGo is? DuckDuckGo is a search engine that's not nearly as invasive as Google. So anyway, I thought the first thing I was going to do this on the air, I thought I'd plug DuckDuckGo. And what I was going to do is switch from Google to DuckDuckGo and then look up jobs. You know what I mean? So I did, and because I'm not nearly as gifted as I'd like to be, I managed to get the whole thing DuckDuckGo jobs. So let's see what DuckDuckGo offers in terms of jobs here. Okay, director, data scientist. All right. Director of Windows engineering. A senior engineer, senior iOS at DuckDuckGo. Just funny. It's fun to say that. All right, here we go. Let's check this out. Hang on. How does DuckDuckGo make money? I want to find out. The company says it makes money through advertising and affiliate revenue. Like sponsored links. All right, that sounds legitimate. Anyway, the deal is with DuckDuckGo, they're not nearly as invasive as Google. So, and forget Chrome. All right. So pop back. I'm going to go back to Google here. All right, here if you Google jobs, Jesus, if you Google jobs, you get a bunch of ads. From places that you know about, Indeed.com and places like that. All right, here we go. What are the other ones that I wanted to get into? Ooh, here we go. Team member on the night shift at Mars. I don't know what that is. You can earn up to $658 per week, $500 to sign on, a bonus full time at Amazon. If you want, all right, do it. Job from home data entry clerk. That's a job description. Job from home data entry clerk. Part-time. That's in Chicago through Career Builder. I will give all these people equal time here. Glassdoor, I've been hearing about. I wanted to investigate Glassdoor. What do they have here? Openings at Glassdoor. Let's see here. All right, an internship program. That'll pay my bills. Okay, how about a UPS worker, a warehouse worker, a package handler, an independent delivery driver? I think some of these UPS jobs, I think you can drive your own vehicle now. So what else we got? Okay, that's not our work. Come on, I'm making a list here. These are all things. Okay. Wow, ZipRecruiter claims 183,491 jobs in Chicago, and they're now hiring. Okay. Hopefully I won't need to ring them up. Tell you what, though. For the moment, Natasha Rodriguez has a job. She is the producer of this widecast from Chicago. Have the best day you can.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Watch them grow, they're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.